We begin Be'ezras Hashem, Masechtas Makis. So the Mishnah's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zayman. How do witnesses become Zayman? Now, even though the Mishnah is not going to tell us how they become Zayman until later, so the Gemara deals with this. The Gemara asks, why do we start off with Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zayman when we're going to have cases that are not Zayman? And the Mishnah says this is really a continuation of the last Mishnah in Sanhedrin that told us cases where the Eidim Zayman do not get the same punishment as the when they were made on. That was the case of Zaymi Bas Kainu Bayala, that they get his punishment, not her punishment. So the Mishnah now is going to list other cases where we do not do Kasher Zamam to the Edom Zayman. So the Mishnah says, Me'idin Arubish Pliny Shuvan Grusha. Two Edom testify about a Kayin, that a guy is the son of a Kayin married to Grusha. So he is a Chalal. So they say that he is a Ben Grusha. He's the son of this illegitimate marriage. Oy Ben Chalutza, or he's the son of a Chalutza. Again, a woman who did chalitza, and then she married a kain. She's not allowed to marry a kain, and this child is a product of that marriage. So what do we do? Even if this Eid Zaymim is a kain, we don't make him into a chalal. We don't say that he has the din of a ben grusha ben chalutza. Ela like our bomb, give him malchus. Next case. Two Eidim testify that a guy killed b'shegig and he has to go to Ari Miklat. We do not say that this Eid goes to Ari Miklat. Ela like our bomb. Rather, he gets Malkus. Me'idin anu b'ish plaini, shegirish es ishtai, v'loi nasam laksuba. Two Edim testify that a guy divorced his wife and he did not pay her a ksuba. So how much does he pay? So the Mishnah says, v'loi b'inayam b'in l'machar saifelite laksuba. We don't know what's going to happen. Could be that in the short future or in the long future, he would have had to pay her the ksuba anyway, because maybe he would have divorced her or maybe he would have died. So how do we evaluate the loss that this that these Edom caused this guy to pay the ksuba? We don't know. At any moment, he might have had to pay the ksuba anyway. So we oimden kama adam reitz alita in b'ksuvasa shalzu. We evaluate how much would a person want to pay for this ksuba, shimnis almano in this garsha, on the tzad that if she dies, that he dies, and she becomes an almana, and that she gets her ksuba. In this garsha, he divorces her and gets her ksuba. Then Mesa, or on the other hand, if she dies, Yerushan Abayla, the husband yarshins the ksuba and he doesn't pay the ksuba. So we have to figure out how much she could sell her ksuba for. Someone would buy the rights to her ksuba on the tzad that maybe at some point he might collect it. So assuming it's a 200 zuz ksuba, so someone might pay 50 zuz for the rights to collect if he dies or if she is divorced. And that's how much the Edom Zaymimin do not pay, because that amount that they did not cause a loss. That amount, let's say the husband himself would have gladly bought out from her the rights to her ksuba, and that amount, they didn't cause a loss, because that amount the husband would have gladly paid it himself. Someone, Edom testify about a guy that he owes his friend 1,000 zuz. And they say that this 1,000 zuz is only a 30-day loan. And the guy says, not true. It was a 10-year loan. And then they turn out to be Zaymin. So how do we evaluate what the loss they caused? Basically, they turned a 10-year loan into a 30-day loan. We evaluate how much a person would pay to have a loan for an extra 9 years and 11 months. Whether he had to pay it back within 30 days, what the difference is, and that amount is how much loss they caused this guy, and that's how much the Edom Zaymin pay. We testify that a guy owes 200 zuz. V'nimtzu zaymimin, and they turn out to be zaymimin. So what's their punishment? Leikinu mishalmin. They get two punishments. They get malchus and money. Shalo yashem ha-mevil dey malchus mevil dey tashlumin, because it's two different psukim. The pasuk that says they get malchus is for leisana. It says leisana b'reyecha yitshakar, so they get malchus for that. And the pasuk that makes them pay is kasher zomam. So Rameir says they get two separate punishments, one for the malchus, for saying Eidus Shekar, and the other one for the money that they tried to cause him a loss. The Chum Imrim, the Chum say no, Kalam Shalim, Enu Leika. The Chum say that it's not like that. Whoever pays does not get malchus. They learn it out of the pasuk of Kedei Rishasai. Mishum Risha Achasata Mechayiv, Eviata Mechayiv, Mishum Shtei Rishais. We're only Mechayiv someone one punishment, and therefore the punishment is the money and not the malchus. Even though the malchus is the more chamer one, the Chum bring a pasuk that teaches me that in this case, they learned it out from another situation that you have Maitzi Shemra, that you not Maitzi Shemer. They learned out from another case that you get Mammon and not the Malkus. Have a good day.